from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Dan Donovan. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from Charlotte County, New Brunswick. This Mass is offered in gratitude for blessings received and for the prayer intentions of the Daily TV Mass community. Our thanks to our donor for making it possible for tens of thousands of faithful across Canada and around the world to begin a new week by sharing in this celebration. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us now acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Attend to the pleas of your people with heavenly care, O Lord, we pray, that they may see what must be done and gain strength to do what they have seen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Worship the Lord, all angels of God. Worship the Lord, all angels of God. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Cloud and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Worship the Lord, all angels of God. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples behold his glory. All worshippers of images are put to shame. All gods bow down before him. Worship the Lord, all angels of God. The towns of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O God. kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went along a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their nets, rather in their boats, mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday's celebration of the baptism of Jesus marked the end of another Christmas season. Although the period of the year that begins today is known as ordinary time, it is ordinary only in the sense that it is not part of either of the two great cycles of Christmas and of Easter. Its focus is on the public life and ministry of Jesus. In today's gospel, Jesus comes into Galilee as a preacher, a teacher, a prophet, and at this moment, perhaps primarily, as a herald, as someone who announces some great event which has taken place or is about to take place, a victory at war or the crowning of a king. The event which Jesus proclaims is that God is coming in a new way into the world, and into the life of each and every one of us, offering us forgiveness, healing, and renewed life. To emphasize the positive nature of his message, Jesus describes it as gospel, as good news. In order to evoke the meaning of God's coming among us, Jesus uses an image that was common in his time, that of the kingdom or reign of God. In this context, the reference is not primarily to heaven or eternal life, but to life here and now and to what God is doing in the midst of it. A major concern throughout the public life of Jesus will be to spell out by word and example what the kingdom involves and how we are to respond to its coming among us. The most important thing about the gospel is that it is focused not on us, but on and on what we are to do, but on God and on what he is doing for us in Jesus. Our response to God's gift is summed up in two words: repent and believe. To repent is to be converted, to undergo a change of mind and heart. It involves us looking at ourselves and our experiences and recognizing that there's more to life than the everyday issues and concerns that tend to command our attention. And calling us to believe in the good news, Jesus is inviting us to recognize the mysterious presence of God in him and in our lives, to recognize, welcome, and respond to it. After giving us his account of the mission and message of Jesus, Mark describes the call by Jesus of the first disciples. In many ways, they and the other disciples who will join them stand for us. As we read the gospel, we're invited to see something of ourselves in them and in their gradual growth to faith and commitment. They will live with Jesus, accompany him on his travels throughout Galilee, see the things he does, the miracles he works, the healings he performs, the confrontations he has with some of the leading religious figures of his time. They will also hear his teaching and be both consoled and challenged by it. They will be scandalized by his talk of his coming arrest, condemnation, and death. By the end of his public life, in spite of all that the disciples have seen and experienced, they will still not understand or not accept what Jesus means. For example, when he says that he has come not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for the many. The COVID-19 pandemic has revealed in a dramatic way our vulnerability, both as individuals and as members of broader communities, including the church, our country, and humanity as a whole. Although the virus has threatened young and old, rich and poor, it has focused its deadly destructiveness on some more than on others. On people, for example, in long-term care homes, or on those who are less well off than their neighbors. The pandemic has revealed much that is positive about us, nowhere more movingly than among people in our healthcare system. The courage, commitment, and professionalism they have manifested day after day represent an enormous gift to us all. We owe them a debt of gratitude and admiration. The rapid development of vaccines to counteract the virus is rightly spoken of by people knowledgeable about such things as all but miraculous. For that we owe a comparable debt to our researchers and scientists. We've also seen some negative things. People, for example, who refuse to take seriously the relatively simple steps to counteract the virus recommended to us by public health officials. Some seem to have a difficulty understanding that what they do or fail to do in this regard has implications not only for themselves, but also for others. That this contradicts the basic teaching of Jesus about love of neighbor is self-evident. It will take some time, but the pandemic will end, and our lives will resume many of the patterns and forms that we earlier took for granted. The future will bring us new experiences, including new challenges, challenges which will require resolute commitment to confront and overcome. It will also bring its share of joy and happiness, of achievement and love. No matter what our situation, the words of Jesus we encounter in the Gospels will continue to speak to us, assuring us of God's love and mercy, and of his presence in our lives, challenging us to care for one another. One of the great gifts of the Christian religion is the vision it offers us of life and of the world, a vision full of hope and promise, a vision which we are called to embrace and to live by. If our celebration yesterday of the baptism of Jesus invited us to reflect on it as a key moment in his life, ordinary time invites us to do the same in regard to our own baptism. Through baptism, St. Paul once wrote, we enter into the tomb with Jesus so that we might rise with him to newness of life. In the Gospel of John, Jesus speaks of being baptized as being born again, born from above, born of water and the Spirit. The first letter of Peter underlines the communal dimension of baptism. Through it, he says, we become living stones being built up into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. Baptism opens up for us the way to a new and richer life, a life that draws us closer to God and to one another, a life that we are called to live more deeply. It is this that we seek to do as we accompany Jesus on the journey through the coming weeks and months. Let us now in faith and trust present before God our needs. For all of us that are sharing in this Eucharist will deepen our appreciation of the gift that is ours in baptism. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
prayer. For those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those seeking peace in their family, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In gratitude for the dedication and commitment of those caring for victims of the COVID-19 virus, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the children and young people in our schools and for their teachers, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we ask you to hear and grant these prayers as well as the more personal ones that each one of us has in his or her own heart. All this we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mingling of this water, we become partakers of his divinity, we became partaker of our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Gracious God, we take the sacrifice. Wash me from my sin, cleanse me from my iniquity. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be made acceptable to God, the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good.
May your people's oblation, O Lord, find favor with you, we pray, that it may restore them to holiness and obtain what they devoutly entreat. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. In him you have been pleased to renew all things, giving us all a share in his fullness. For though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, and by the blood of his cross brought peace to all creation. Therefore he has been exalted above all things, and to all who obey him has become the source of eternal salvation. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy,
you are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not upon our sins, but upon the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Would those of you at home join with me now in this act of spiritual communion? My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament.
I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Humbly we ask you, Almighty God, be graciously pleased to grant that those you renew with your sacraments may also serve with lives pleasing to you. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.